Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE have a charitable foundation called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month, supporting hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Lisa Trail joins us here this morning with Murfreesboro City Schools. And I know we're going to talk school registration today with you, Lisa. But, you know, every time there's a sprinkle, a crack of thunder, we're going to have school? Do you get that a lot?
A lot. This was a weekend, so not so much this time, but yes, a lot.
Yeah.
Although I know Rutherford County really had to struggle with, they had a lot of things going on Friday night and Saturday.
Yeah.
It's hard to make those calls.
Yeah. Yeah. I just saw, you know, people on Facebook and social media, we're going to have school today, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot that goes into that, you know, and I think people think that, you know, if one system's closed, the other should be, but you don't have those rural roads and the, you know, the slabs to have to deal with and that kind of thing.
There's not a major, like, eight ball decision here, you know.
Yeah.
It's very much, we have to look at what's going on in our own district. We do talk to the districts around us. You know, there's a lot of Franklin Special and Lebanon and Rutherford County, and there's just a lot of us who kind of go, what's looking like at your buildings and all of that. But we have a great street department, and because of that, our streets do get clean.
Yeah.
And we don't have those rural roads that do flood as much as what others do. So it is district to district. So
I guess you probably have more in common with the Franklin Special District than maybe a county district.
Somewhat, yes. Just because it is, those city districts are a little different. But anyway, we make the call as best we can, and we keep going with that, and hoping we're doing the right thing for the majority.
Well, I'm sure that people heard me when I introduced you say we're going to talk about school registration, and they're thinking it's March.
March.
Why school registration?
I know. It's the same look you gave me when I said what we're talking about. It is only March. I realize that, but we're already planning, budgeting for next year. So now is the time if you are looking for a zone waiver. Perhaps your child is already on a zone waiver, and a lot of times that happens where you live on one side of town, but you work on the opposite side of town, and you want to have your child closer to them, to your work, or just various reasons. For Bradley gets a lot because of the amount of people who really want their children with the arts academy going on there. So depends on what you're looking for in your school, but everyone has that choice. And now is the time to really make it. Zone waivers are open through this month only. So if you are looking, maybe you're going to Black Fox, for instance, and you're thinking, man, I really do want to look at that drama program at Bradley. Now is the time to do that. The schools are having open houses. They are inviting families in for tours, just to know what you're looking for. And I want to say that it's for kindergarten as well. So even if your child hasn't begun school yet, now is the time to be looking if you're wanting to go somewhere other than your zone school. And again, the schools on their websites, each website has when their open houses are happening. Some happened last week, some are throughout the month of March. But if you wanted to look at a school and maybe their open house has already happened, go ahead and call them and let them know. And I'm sure they'll set up something for you. But again, we're looking at the 25-26 school year. But if you're looking for somewhere other than your zone school, now's the time to be really doing that.
Very interesting. And I want to emphasize, too, you mentioned kindergarten. So these are maybe folks who are out there that are not thinking right now about that. So they could lose their opportunity for a zone waiver if they don't do it this month, right?
That's right.
Okay.
We do have kindergarten registration and preview days coming up in April. So that's right around the corner as well. So I'm really only talking about those who are looking to go somewhere other than their zone school. If you want to know who your zone school is, it's a good time to look that up as well. It's on our city schools website. It actually, if you just go under either one of those news posts on zone waivers or kindergarten registration, there's a link in, you just put in your address and it will tell you where you're zoned. Because when you're living in those tight neighborhoods, like actually all the city are kind of tight, you know, but when you get to that Case and Lane scales, Overall Creek, it's just a matter of being across the street. Northfield and Mitchell Nielsen have a couple of those just street dividers. Black Fox and Hobgood have the same thing. So as I'm sitting here thinking, it's actually just about every school. If you're kind of on the cusp of it, you may want to go make sure that you actually are zoned where you think you are zoned. And that happens sometimes where parents come to register and they're not even at the right school.
Ah, well, yeah, that's, and so that's on cityschools.net.
It is on cityschools.net. There are two major news posts on the first news post is about zone waivers. The second news post is about kindergarten registration. Both of those have that link to see where you're actually zoned.
Okay. Well, that's very important. I really didn't think about the school zone lines being that tight, but I mean, that's just where it's just where the population is and where the schools happen to be in relation to that.
So. Yeah, it really, if you really look at it and you think about it, as you drive from Hobgood to Black Fox, there's not a whole lot of difference. Hobgood to Bradley, the same thing. So you can look at any of our schools. I mean, we're inside the city limits, and sometimes it looks like you might be going to one school when actually you're zoned to another school. Those are the times when you really, if you say, well, I can walk to that school in 10 minutes or whatever it is that's in your mind, that's the reason that the zone waivers are offered. Now, there are limited zone waivers, so go ahead and get those in. If we have more requests than we have seats available, then we'll go to a lottery system.
Ah, okay. So how would the lottery system work? Is it
just, it's a lottery. Like okay. If we have, for instance, I think Irma Siegel has, I think, maybe 15 kindergarten openings. I'm saying that off the top of my head, that may be wrong, but sure. If they have 15 kindergarten openings and we have 30 applicants, it truly is a lottery. It is
luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw. Okay. There is nothing more than luck of the draw.
I see.
So, and we've been fortunate. We haven't had to do that in the past several years, but if we do, it'll be truly a luck of the draw. It will have nothing to do with, for those particular zone schools, there's really no way of getting to the top of the luck.
it's not based on any academic requirements or academic, you know, things, scores and stuff.
You know, when you do the zone waivers, you do have to sign off as a parent that there are certain things that you're, that you know. First of all, there's no transportation if you go to a non-zone school, so you're not riding a bus. Secondly, there is a requirement that's in place as far as attendance and tardiness, because we want to make sure if you're going across town to a different school that you're able to arrive on time and be at school. Otherwise, we would put you back to where you're zoned. So anyway, there are some things around that, but again, you can always say no, but you can't undo it. Like after the end of March, that's your time.
Right.
So,
well, that makes sense. And you may be thinking, we've got time the end of March. I mean, it's only like a week and a half.
Yeah, it's right around the corner, and then we go straight into spring break and everything else. So I really want folks to get out there and know. Again, there's not a school inside of the Murfreesboro City Schools that I would not send my child to. So again, most of the time that they're wanting a waiver, it's because of a circumstance in their home, not because of an academic choice.
Sure.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
The only one that is different than that is Bradley, because they do have that drama program in that school, and it's such a great drama program. So if your child likes the arts, if they really have that creative aspect, if they really, you know, if you just see them come to life with that, Bradley would be your choice, because they are the only school that offers that true drama arts integrated school.
With spring break starting on the 31st, this will go through the 31st?
I think it goes through March 28th.
The 28th is the Friday before.
That's it. March 28th then.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure, because it just dawned on me.
Yeah, I'm saying end of March, but it's actually March 28th.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So that's good to know.
Yeah,
so
thank you.
Get on that for your zone waivers, if that is. Do you know how many there are or could be? I mean, do you have a number of what have been in the past, maybe?
I should.
Okay.
And if I can open up an Excel spreadsheet and tell you, but off the top of my head, no.
I'm just curious about, because you mentioned, you know, other than Bradley or these certain situations, I mean, every school is just top notch here in the city system. So, so anything else on zone waivers, or do we cover all that?
I think we have it. Zone waivers.
That's bugging you, isn't it?
It is. It's bugging me. I'm thinking like there's 800 across the district, and I'm trying to figure that out. Sorry, you asked me something I should know because I look at these numbers all the time.
Anyway,
zone waivers and kindergarten registration right after we come back from spring break. We'll go right into that. Again, I know it sounds early, but it's not, because we are already hiring teachers. We're making our budgets. We're doing everything for the next school year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the budget, I mean, you're working on the budget to present to the city, I'm sure.
Yes.
Already.
Yes. So absolutely.
And, you know, if you have higher numbers of kids, that means more teachers to hire, but you have to be able to pay them, all that kind of
right.
thing.
Right. Yeah. Or opposite, if there's a lower number going, sure. then we, you know, we have to figure out where to put those teachers. So yeah. we really need to know if you're coming. We've already asked our, you know, our upper grades, are you coming back? Are you going to Rutherford County? So just that intent to return has already been done. Again, as we look at next year, making sure we have the right people in the right seats.
You know, I would think the crowd that's hardest to reach to get that information out is to those that have not been in the system yet, those incoming kindergartners, because maybe we don't think, or do parents think about it right now?
Kindergarten parents are the ones on top of it.
Okay.
I mean, they know they have a child. They're a little bit more anxious. They're looking for information. The kindergarten parents are not usually, it's the ones who are already in the system or in our schools that we say, hey, if you know, come on, let's get it back, because they're already thinking, oh yeah, of course they know what I'm doing. Of course they know. So our kindergarten parents are just the best. You know, they come in with these, especially if it's a first child, they're looking for information.
Oh, I bet.
But
okay.
I will say, you do have to be, your child has to be 5 before August 15th. So that's the date when people ask. It's August 15th, on or before August 15th. You need to be 5 years old.
Okay. I my two kind of split right down the middle, mm-hmm. but you know, we chose to go later. I back then, that's 20 years ago, had a little more of a choice, I think, in that maybe, or whatnot, but later was always better. Or I've heard later is always better. They're
that
more mature.
That is definitely a parent's decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
I was the opposite. I sent my little 4-year-old to kindergarten, said, you're fine. You're fine. Mom's tired of paying daycare. I'm fine.
Well, that goes into it as well.
I think girls and boys are a little different, and you just have to know your child.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So, and yours is already through college now, maybe?
She's a veterinarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Doctorate. So good for her.
And 1 year early, or
1 year earlier than she should have been. I don't know.
It's
maybe.
I think have we covered everything about
registration?
Yeah, absolutely.
Registration so everything is on the website. So either the schools or the city schools website. Just make sure that you're aware that it's coming up, and it's happening now, not in the future. We also have our big STEAM in the City this week. Thursday night is STEAM in the City night. It's a huge event for us. We're at the Lane Agri Center. Anyone is welcome to join us. You'll see our children showing off their skills. We have competition that goes on. You'll see a lot of those STEM projects throughout that's been happening throughout the district highlighted. We'll also have our robotics teams highlighting their skills, and as well as our invention convention. So if you want to know what STEAM looks like in a school, come out Thursday night to Lang Agri Center, and you'll see our children at their best, as well as our teachers really just showing off their work, and we're very proud of that.
I'm sure that is going to be an event that parents will be proud to come to, and
absolutely.
Grandparents and all that too.
Absolutely, it's huge.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, is that kind of? I'm sure it's mostly parents and things of that nature. But you mentioned those who might not have an involvement, but they want to see what STEAM is all about. I mean,
we have a lot of our community partners that come
okay.
because they're coming in and out of our schools to help with projects. So this is to allow them to see the culmination of it, and also to see some other ideas. So I'm always surprised at how many community partners come out and just look and see what's going on, because
awesome.
It really is a good example of what goes on inside the schools. And so, yes, lots of parents, lots of grandparents, but we love having those community partners out with us as well.
Lisa, thanks for coming in today, and spring break 2 weeks. We're getting there.
Yeah, spring break, 2 weeks.
Everybody looking forward to that. So Lisa Trail joining us with Murfreesboro City Schools. And if you missed part of the conversation this morning, you can check out the website Rutherford Issues at wgnsradio.com. Have a good day, everybody.